What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Coach Niecy, and you are listening to a new episode of New Mind, New Body, New You, a fitness transformation podcast where we discuss the things that we think about, but we don't talk about as it relates to fitness, mindset, and overall wellness. How are y'all doing? Happy December. I know that we are 15 days in and time has come where we are now preparing for the next month, right? And a new year. But today I want to talk to you about transformation and what that really looks like. You know, for those of you who may not follow me on Instagram or Facebook, I want to share some of the things that I've been going through lately mentally and some of the experiences that I've had as it relates to transformation. Transformation is not always what people think it is, and it's not always as hard as some people may, you know, make it out to be, along with it's not as easy either. You know? And so for those of you who, again, who may not follow me on Facebook or Instagram, I just completed one of the biggest transformations of my life. And I was able to step on stage and I am now a new award-winning wellness competitor, right? Regardless if you place first or if you place 10th, it doesn't matter. You're a winner when you walk away. One, when you get on that stage, and two, when you walk away with not just one, but three medals too. I was excited. You know, I have been wanting to do this for over 6 years. You know, being a competitor, it's about yourself because it is an individual sport, your conditioning, nutrition, and most of all, your mindset. And I had some of the most challenging times because working out alone, working out hard, you know, trying to stay focused, trying to keep all the environmental things going, those things can really get to you. And especially when you're tired, but your coach still says, you've got to work. And over the 6 years, you know, I'm glad that it happened now in my life because transformation for me was more mental than physical. You know, I love fitness and I can work out all day, but it's a different type of mental adjustment that you have to have when you are going up against yourself. You know, see, many of us will walk away from having to deal with our own individual biases. I'm not good enough, you know, which includes lack of confidence, lack of self-esteem, wherever these things developed at whatever point in our lives. For me, it came when I had my son, the challenges that I faced, not feeling like I was worthy enough, feeling like I wasn't going to be a great mom. Like all of these things stem into an individual bias of myself. This, even though, yes, it may have been caused with inclusive to other people, but these are things that I digested and I allowed to deter me from being able to go after the things that I needed to go after. You know, these things are individual. And you know, 6 years ago, I didn't know what that adjustment would look like. All I knew was that I wanted to transform my body. I had no idea what it would consist of. I didn't know what the ramifications were, how hard it can get, how challenging, how lonely. I didn't know any of this until I did it these last 19 weeks. These last 19 weeks prior to December 10, I've had a coach change. I've had to adjust in my business. I've had to adjust in my finances. I've had to adjust in my personal relationships. I've had to adjust in how I was going to take on every situation. And you know, when we get bogged down, right? Let me ask you, when we get bogged down, how do you handle your stress? Do you walk away from it? Do you, you know, you go to bed, say, I'm going to try again tomorrow. Do you keep putting it off tomorrow? Do you sit down? Do you organize your thoughts? Like, what do you do? Because in reality, for me, I wanted to do all of that. I think I wanted to quit 10 times a day while in training. You know, and I had to think about the things that my coach said, hey, listen, stay the course. Stay focused. Stay aligned with why you're here. Remember to eat on time. Remember to drink your gallon of water. Make sure you do this. Make sure you do that. Go hard. Stay focused. Like, it was so many things that I had to remember in a day. And so throughout this transformation, I learned a lot about myself, is just that sometimes we put so much stress on ourselves from the things that we've already done a time or two. You understand what I'm saying? I have done these things a time or two. Again, being a mom, being a single mom, I have had to fight the battles of, you know, being tired, but yet I still had to feed a toddler. I know what it's like pushing through to the end of the day and you're completely exhausted, right? I know what it's like to be at a job or in a field that requires you to do a lot of research and you're exhausted. You don't want to pick up another manual, but you have to because there's a deadline to what you have to do. I know because I am a U.S. Army drill sergeant, I've also realized on days that, you know, we have to wake up at 3 a.m. and we're going till 9, 10 o'clock at night. You know, we've got ruck marches. We've got soldiers. Well, you know, soldiers in training. We have quite a few things that are required of us. And we can't go to sleep. We can't sit down. We can't stop. And, you know, and so when we sit down and we talk about transformation and the things we can't do or the things that we have done or the things that, well, not even the things that we have done, but if we sit down and we start to think about the things that we can't do or we say things that we put our limits on ourselves for, I want you to think back to the times you had to push through, the times where you said you couldn't and you did, the things that you had no choice to decide for. And, you know, and as I sat here and I began again, like I said, to realize that I was a lot stronger than I was. And I was putting a lot of pressure on myself. You know, the one thing that I'll never forget that my coach told me, he said, have fun. He said, you have worked very hard to get here. No, it wasn't easy. You had to overcome some challenges, but you're new at this. You're not going to be a first time, you know, promise. You're not going to be a first time, you know, first place in everything. You're not going to have it perfect. They're going to give you some very critical feedback. You're going to be in front of hundreds, possibly, of people some are going to like you, some are not. Some are going to say you're not pretty. Some of them are not. Some of them are going to say that you are. You have to understand that there's going to be differences in everything that you do in every journey. So, but as long as you have fun and you remember the work that you put in to get there, remember that it's not about them. It's about you. It's about you against you. And so when it comes down to transformation, I need you to remember something, that you have to be patient with yourself. That's number one. You know, we all come from different walks of life and we have incurred a lot of struggles, regardless of the struggle was big or small. We've all incurred them. And when we look back at it, some of these struggles could have easily taken us out, or we could have easily said, I'm done with it, and took an easy way out. It could have shut us down, right? However, the thing about this was that it didn't. If you're listening to me now, it didn't shut you down. You still are pushing through, regardless if you're still feeling the effects of it, because hell, I'm still feeling the effects of everything that I've been going through. I am. You know, I'm still tired. I'm still trying to recap. My body's adjusting now that I'm back in the gym, you know, that I'm trying to adjust all the things that I've had to change. And I'm still making those adjustments, but I'm a lot stronger to make those adjustments now. I'm now focused on what I need to critique and what I need to do better, so that the next time that I get on stage, I'm a lot more confident. So let me be clear. You know, even though I was nervous about getting on stage, I did have fun. I had an amazing time. The women were beautiful. The men were handsome, gorgeous. I mean, you could tell they all worked very hard. All of us did. If you made it to the stage, you know, as a competitor in whatever division, you made it. So when you look at your promotions, and for those of you who are not competitors, if you've made it to your promotion, if you even got selected for, you know, to be on the board for promotion or to take the test for promotion, you made it, you did well, you're still a winner. Because there's some people who didn't even make the list. There were some people who couldn't even get on the stage in my reference. There are some people who didn't even make it that far. That's a transformation in itself, because you made it to a level that other people around you are hoping that they can do, or that they're wishing that they can do. But it's the work and the dedication that they have yet to find, like you have, right, to get where they are. And so let's be clear. I wasn't confident when I walked up there because I knew that there was so much work I had to do. You know, I had a last minute, you know, posing coach that I had to kind of fit in because I knew nothing. And posing is pretty much like 75% of the ordeal, along with your confidence, along with how you look, your smile, your stature, all of that. And ultimately, I knew, you know, I didn't expect to walk away with 3 medals. I didn't expect to walk away with any, but I did. I walked away with 3. And if I was so hard on myself that I didn't realize, Niecy, you made it. You did well. Now, can we grow from there? Yes, because that's a part of transformation. Transformation requires you to shift, not to the left, but to the right. As you, you know, embark on new journeys, you can't take that old mindset, those old habits, you know, going back to the old you that caused you to be in the predicament that you're in now. You can't take those things when you're trying to uncover the new you, when you're trying to ask yourself for a transformation. You know, you see, a lot of us will ask things of ourselves that we're not willing to work for, or we don't understand the work that is required for us to get there. We won't listen to it. We won't adhere to it. We won't research it. We're like, oh, I'm just going to do it. And whatever happens, happens. You can't do that in the midst of transformation. Because transformation is going to cause you to have to change. Changing those things that you've been holding on to for years. My coach said, hey, we are going to gain some weight back, but I don't want you to get so big because then that means that we're starting from square one. And I said, all right. We want to make sure we keep what we got and we want to build on that. And a lot of us, we think that we made it. We get that one transformation, right? Regardless of what that is, a transformation can simply overcoming a battle, a task, right? Let's talk about that promotion. You got to study for it, or that test that you have to take for school to get your degree. Once we get to that transformation and we get something new, we become someone new, we feel like, oh, I made it. And we get complacent and don't want to reach for higher heights. We can't do that. Transformation requires a complete shift where you not to go back to the old you, but to continue to build on the new you, the new job, the new degree, not setting yourself back. It requires you to elevate in order to truly be successful. You know, when we start talking about degrees, I've got a bachelor's in biology. I've got a master's in sports and health science with a minor in exercise psychology. I've got my education in the field of psychology, and I'm working on the dissertation now to complete it. But if I had stopped with my bachelor's, there's not much I could do with a biology degree. Then I would have been settling if education was the way that I wanted to go. I would have been settling with staying with a bachelor's. Because nowadays, jobs going to require you to have a little bit more education, some certifications here, some certifications there. And then my master's. Because of the lack of experience, I needed a little bit more. And then I needed a little bit more. And now to finish, you know, to be, you know, fully Dr. Ewing with the PsyD on the end and going to apply for licensure as a therapist and clinical hours, of course. I have to continue to elevate. I have to continue to keep going in order to get where I'm trying to go and to do the things that I know that I want to do. Transformation, in order to really see yourself build, to see something new, you've got to continue to keep going. And you've got to be able to take the highs and the lows of the processes. And now, regardless of how long it may take you to get there. A transformation isn't overnight. It took me 19 weeks to get the body I had. It took me 19 weeks to completely shift. It took me 19 weeks to understand where I was and where I wasn't. Yeah, 19 weeks seems like a long time, but in reality, it felt like it was just yesterday when I started. But to overcome those battles, those are the things that I said made me a winner. It made me a winner from day in and day out because I was willing to overcome the negative mindset, the negative people, the changes, the people that didn't support me. You know, I was able to overcome literally everything. You know why? Because I made it to the stage. You know what I'm saying? And it's always interesting when we start to look back at our journeys on how much pressure we put on ourselves when just trying to be great, trying to be better. Transformation requires you to have a shift. It requires you to open your mindset. It requires you to open your heart and be patient with yourself. And I think this journey forced me to be patient too, because I had to be patient with my body. My body had not done a lot of the things that I was doing, right? To the capacity, regardless of how many times I've done it before, the levels of intensity, I had to take it up a notch. You know what I mean? I had to elevate. There's that word again. There's that word again. Elevate. Transformation is going to force you to elevate, to become the best version of you each and every day. Every day you become better when you're working on yourself or working, you know, towards a new goal. No one said that you had to do it every day. No one said that it had to be tomorrow. No one said that every day was going to be a good day, because like I said before, I wanted to quit 10 times a day, but I refused to, because I know what I wanted. I know what it meant to me. I know how many times I told myself, I'm going to do this. I can do this. And I never did it. There were days, you know, a few years ago, I had my little hashtag journey to the stage, and it never happened. And everybody wanted to know what happened, and I was too embarrassed to say I quit. I was too embarrassed to let them know that the journey was just too hard. And mentally, I couldn't prepare myself. Mentally, I couldn't give myself that extra push. Because again, competing is always you against you. Regardless of how many people are on that stage, you have to present the best package. None of them are going to give you that. It's not like football where it's a team sport. But the judges are looking at you and how well you prepared yourself, the same way that you're going to take that test for that degree, the same way that you are going to take that test for your promotion. They're not looking at everyone else. They're going to look at your paper and your paper alone and judge you by the answers that you put down. And so it's, how well did you prepare? How well did you show up? How well did you give your all throughout the day? How well you showed up? How confident were you? How often did you initiate the process for you to be great the way that you're asking yourself to be? I hope I'm making sense to some of you. I hope I'm able to touch someone right now and being able to really get you to understand that it's you versus you in this world. It's you versus you. And you know, and on that point, right? I'm going to talk about Dak Prescott. Y'all know I'm a big Dallas Cowboy fan, right? Y'all know I am. Y'all know, I mean, I am a ride or die Dallas fan. Every single time that Dallas plays, they talk about the quarterback. You know, last year, we watched Dak walk, you know, get carted off the field, you know, with a bad injury. And it took him out for the rest of the season. And if you know anything about Dak, when he played for Mississippi State, that he made a promise to his mother that he was going to play for the Dallas Cowboys. He made a promise before she passed away that he was going to play for the Dallas Cowboys and that he was going to do well. He was going to show up. He was going to, I mean, take him to the Super Bowl if he can. And Dak, if you know, if you look at social media, everything that they say, you know, it all revolves around Dak. He may not be good enough. He can't show up this. And it doesn't matter about any other individual on the team. Have you noticed they never talk about the defense? They never talk about the offensive line. They talk about Dak, though. Yes, he may be the head of the team. He's an individual as well. And every time he gets on that field, it is him against him. Because they know that they're looking at him, they're aiming at him, but he improves every single time. He came back from an injury to fight against himself and say, I've got to do better so that I can do better for the team. And ultimately, when you are in transformation, you've got to fight against your own will, what other people are saying, what other people are doing, regardless of what initial goal it is, right? The ultimate goal is for Dallas Cowboys to win. And it starts with Dak because the ball is in his hands. But he made the individual transformation. He ignored the naysayers and he came back 3 times stronger than he was, even when he was a rookie. And the reason why I bring him up so bad is because everybody critiques him. You see his name trending all over social media more than you see anybody else. I mean, hell, he trends more than Jerry Jones. But the point of the matter is just that Dak said, it's me against me. I've got to do better for me. I've got to improve. I want to become better. I've got to give better. And when I give better, the team responds to what I'm doing. If I give good energy, if I give good support, if I come back strong, and if I get confident, if I regain the confidence in my ankle, the way that, you know, the physicians feel or the physical therapist or the way the coaches feel, if I regain that energy on the field, my team will regain the energy. And therefore, you've seen them win. You've seen them lose. You can tell when the confidence travels. And so what I'm telling you is that when it's you versus you, you show up, everything around you will show up too. All your success will show up. All your drive will show up. All your desire will show up. Everything you do will always be you versus you. You've got to put your best foot forward so that you can become the best version of you. And the same way that I showed up for myself, right, by putting in the work, regardless of how lonely it became, regardless of how frustrated I got, regardless if I'm reaching out to people and I don't hear from nobody, regardless of the support, I still showed up for me and I got on that stage and I had a good package for the very first time around. The same way that Dak came back from that energy, he said, I'm going to do the work so that I can get back out there and show them that I can come back stronger than I left. And the same way that you're going to show up each and every day, I'm going to challenge you to show up that way. I'm going to challenge you to go after your transformation and continue to elevate. Continue to take it up higher. Because no matter what you do, it will always be you versus you. Remember that your transformation starts here with you. Change begins with you. And change will end with you with the results that you give, that you get and receive from the work that you have done. So you can't expect any results, any good results, if you have not done the work. You won't get good feedback if you have not done the work. Your transformation will be obsolete, invisible, because there won't be one. Or there won't be permanent because you didn't do enough of it to keep it. Just because you elevate once doesn't mean that it stops there. You still have to continue to elevate. Your transformation can easily revert back to its old when you start carrying those old habits, those old behaviors, those old mindsets. When you start keeping them and reverting back to the old person or the old situation or the old habits, that new person won't stay around long, or that new promotion won't stay around long. That new money, that new relationship, that new goal, it won't stay around long. So remember this. To uncover something new about yourself, you've got to get rid of those old habits and those old behaviors, those old things. And you've got to encourage yourself to be patient. Trust your process. Trust the goal. Believe in the goal. Believe in yourself. Do the work and show up 100% each and every day. Even on your bad days. Even on your bad days. And when you do that, your results in everything, every industry, every space, will speak for themselves. I hope I was able to encourage you to prepare yourself for your next transformation, knowing that it is always going to be you versus you, no one else. You are only going to be judged by the work that you put in, by the goals that you set, and the results that you desire. You can't ask for something if you're not willing to work for them. This is your girl, Coach Niecy. And I am excited to be back with you. And I hope that this December has already started off to be a great one. You have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to a new episode of New Mind, New Body, New You. And I will talk to you soon. Have a great day.